And when you receive the money for the loan, you find more money than you really asked for. Let's say you ask for $5 worth, and you found $6 worth. So it depends. If it's possible that the Noisein, the Malva, made a mistake and by mistake gave you too much, then we say, you have to return it to him. But if it's not possible that he made a mistake, then we say, like the Malva knew what he was doing, and he wanted to give you extra money for a present. So then you're allowed to keep this money. Like there's no history of this here. So Malva is allowed to give extra money to the Leiva. It's only the Leiva is not allowed to give extra money to the Malva. Now the Gemara says, Hechidomi, Bechtei Shadas Toya. What's the case that we have a right to say that maybe the Malva made a mistake, and therefore it's not a Matana, but rather you have to return it? So Amar Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Yosef, V'yisuraisa, V'chum Shaisa. In other words, if you count it by tens or by fives, let's say you asked for $50, and by mistake he gave you 60, it's 10 more, so he could say he was counting tens, and by mistake he counted an extra one. So that's not called a matana, that's called he made a mistake. The same thing by fives. Let's say he asked for $25, and by mistake he gave you $35. So also we say he was counting by fives, or you asked for 25 and he gave you 30. He was counting fives, and by mistake he counted an extra five. So there we say he made a mistake. But let's say you asked for 40 and he gave you 42, then you don't count by singles. So therefore the extra two for sure is a matana that he meant to give you a present, therefore you have a right to keep it. So the Gemara says, Omale Ravacha Bere de Rova de Ravashi. The Inish Tekifu, let's say this Malva is a strong person, the Loyoyev Matana, he's not a person to give out presents. My, so what can we say then? Even if it's a mistake by one or two, that you want to say it's a matana, but this person doesn't give presents, what would be the halacha? Do you have a right to keep it still or not? Omalaysa answered back, yes, you still have a right to keep it. Why? Because we could say, Dilma Migzal Gozli, maybe the Smalva stole from you once, and he wants to return it to you. And the Yivdalei B'cheshbon, like he's embarrassed just to return the money to you, so he's waiting till the time you come and borrow money from him, and now he's giving you back some extra money, because that's really what he owes to you. So therefore you would be allowed to keep it. The Tanya, like we learned, if somebody stole from his friend, and when you pay it back with the cheshbon, with other money. Like this case, that the person borrows from you, and you lend him an extra $5, but teres yishoven. So loch raziyotza, yomakanda mitzvah hashova. Zeros, we have to be afraid, like you have right to say, the person is returning stolen money. Spending more though, but v'yinish di yosem yalmed l'shoki v'tori badayu, my, what's going to be if this is a person that moved in from out of town, that you never did business with him, so he never stole from you? So what can you say then? Like the Chur'ida, we're talking about a strong person that doesn't give presents, or else not like that, even if it's a normal person, but the Maisi just moved into town, like why should he want to give you a present? What can you say there? Someone says, no, Omalei, still we could say, that Dilma Inish Achrina Gozlei, maybe somebody else stole from you. Somebody in town stole from you a while ago. For Yomalei, now this Gozlin told this person that Kiyaza Pleni Pshita Minoch, when this Ruvain that I stole from, when he's going to come and borrow money from you, he should know, Ivlalei B'cheshbon, I want you to return to him, give him back some extra money, and that will be B'teres Mahi Shoven. So even though the person you're borrowing the money now is a stranger, you never saw him, still you have a right to keep the money. Because we say the person knew what he was doing, he meant to give you extra, because he had a reason, because somebody else asked him to give you extra money, maybe so that he could be mekayim his mitzvah of Hashavas Gezeila. Now, Omar Rav Kana said, Heve yesivna bishaloi pirkan derav. I was sitting at the back of the Beis Medrash, in the back of the shir, when Rav was giving shir, the shamit, and I heard over the koma kori kori. That in shir he was talking about Rubis, and he kept on saying kori kori means pumpkin pumpkin. The lo yadana my komer, I didn't know what he was talking about. So both of the kom Rav, after Rav got up from giving shir, amrilu, I said either to Rav or to the talmidim there, I said my kori kori the kom Rav. What did your Rebbe Rav mean when he said in shir, when he was talking about kori kori, about a pumpkin? Omruli, so they told back to me, Hochi Koma Rav. This is what Rav was saying. that Haiman diyoyiv zuzi leginoi, if somebody gives money right now to a gardener, to a farmer, akori, because he wants to buy a pumpkin, for kazli asora kori b'nei zarsa. And like right now, the price is that for 10 pumpkins, the size of b'nei zarsa, let's say it costs a zuz. For yomalei, so the farmer said to you, for yomalei, and the person that's buying said, or the farmer said, he hivno lecho b'nei gamida. If you give me the money right now, I'll give you back very, very big pumpkins. Rashi says, ama, ama. Each one is the size of an ama. So it depends. If the farmer has right now these pumpkins, shori, then it's mutter, it's called a sale right now. He gives you a good price on it. He has the right to charge it any price he wants. But let's say the farmer right now does not have the pumpkins, then you're not allowed to give money now in order that later he'll give you back a bigger pumpkin more than it's really worth. Because we say, why is he giving you back a better price later? Because he's holding on to your money. So that's mamash nisa ribis. So Rashi learns, Isnayo means im yeshloi beginoi gedolus pneyama. If the farmer has right now big ones, then it's mutter. But unless Rashi says lesnai, if he does not have, that means they're still small, then you can't do this deal. The Ritva learns know that if the farmer has even small ones, then he could do this deal. Because the small ones will grow by itself. That for sure is mutter. It's only us if he has nothing at all. Alright, Rashi learns know that if right now if they're small, still that would also be yosa. Someone says, "Pshita, of course it's also. If you do not have the big pumpkins right now, so the reason why you're going to give him back a better price later is because he lets you hold on to his money in the meantime, which is that's a nigger of aganotar." Someone says, "Ma, the time I would have thought to say, since by itself these things grow bigger." So the way Rashi learns is very good. Rashi learns the farmer right now has small pumpkins. It's only a question they didn't grow that big of an army yet. So more says, I would have thought to say, since by themselves, by itself, it grows bigger, shapidami, so it's not called ribis, it's called like the small pumpkin grew bigger in your rishus. So you didn't do anything wrong. Like you gave the money now for the small pumpkin, and like you own it, and when it grows bigger, your pumpkin is growing bigger. That's why I can give you back the bigger pumpkin later. Kamash mu on the chiddush is no, that it's also, because lemaisa, right now you're giving money, and he does not have the bigger pumpkin yet, and therefore later when he gives you back the big pumpkin, it looks like he's giving it to you, because you let him hold on to the money in between, so it looks like ribbis. So the Gemara says, Kaman, like who does Rav go like? Ki hai tana, like this tana. The tana we learned, ha-hoylich lach leves izov. If somebody is going to milk his goats, he's going to shear off the wool off his sheep. He has the beehives, so he's going to pull off the beehives to get the honey. Now, he finds his friend. He tells him like this, you should know, whatever my goats will milk, the milk that comes out, I'm selling it to you. Whether there's a lot, whether there's a little, I'm selling it to you for one price. Or else, how much my goats give off wool, I want to sell to you, one set price, whether it's a lot or a little. As much honey will come off of my beehives, I want to sell it to you. So mutter, that's mutter. There's no ribis involved, because the person's taking a chance. Maybe there won't be a lot, maybe there will be a lot. That's mutter. But if the moicha tells the person, like I plan to sell you, let's say 5 gallons of milk.